Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to the Circle of Hearts Radio. As you can hear, my voice is going. Now, I always look forward to the end of the month because Charlie Riverman is on with me. But today especially, because I know if I lose my voice, I'm sure we can get Charlie talking, right?
Absolutely. I'm not the quiet person I used to be many years ago.
Really, believe me, I'm relying on this. These energies, I know we keep saying this, you know, since the beginning of the year, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, but I think people are getting to the point they don't believe us anymore. Sometimes I'm not sure if I believe us. But Charlie had come up with a great word during the week, and he had wrote some things down on the a post. So the major thing is recalibration. You know, I think since the beginning, 2016 was endings, 2017 new beginnings, rebirth. Then we were told to release all the old. And now we've got hit with all kinds of energies that were, integrating. And, you know, I think we're all have changed, no matter who you are. I've seen changes in everybody. So That's a very good point.
That's a very good point, Aliyah. Everybody is changing. And it's not just people who have been working towards consciousness evolution or ascension or New Age work at all. It's everybody. It's people that you least even suspect. I think now are moving, and as you said, the word recalibrating has been popping up over and over and over again for me. And so I think that's where we're at. And I know you mentioned to me beforehand at some point. Or I saw it on a post that we were going to sort of bring from the beginning of the year to now into focus.
Yeah, it seems like we're in a definite RE year.
RE, exactly. And as I said to you, or I posted on your post earlier, those words keep popping into my face. And or whenever I read them. And so part of it is, I think, my own conscious awareness that this is happening. So it becomes very clearly visible. But for many of us who are not as, you know, reflective on that, another RE word, what I wanted to express today is, and in the last probably 20 minutes before the show, RE, there's just so many that you can just play with this. But I asked my guides, I said, you know, what, give me, you know, they always work in anagrams or a word for a letter. And I said, give me something that I can grasp onto or bite into, as well, understanding this.
I was going to say, the one point that, you know, I want to break up is on the second post. I was really struck when you had history dissolving. And that's what's happening. The past is dissolving. And we're stuck in this la-la land between everything. And, you know, people are just having such a hard time. I mean, we have a hard time.
Well,
I mean, other people...
RE, and I will share with you, RE came to me as radical evolutionary. Those are the two words I was given for R and E, radical evolutionary. And when you look at some of these RE words, you have to shift the tense of those. But just the first two words that came to me were reorientation and reclamation. Reorientation, so it's radical evolutionary orientation, okay? And then the second word would be radical evolutionary claymation. Well, claymation is not a word. So what is it? A radical evolutionary claiming. What are we claiming? And so that was what started me just a few minutes ago. But it is, we're reclaiming ourselves. We're radically evolutionary claiming the truth of who we are, which brings me back to that, the word that I wrote was his story is dissolving. And I emphasize his story, which is the masculine paradigm of energy that we have been living in for thousands of years. And that is dissolving. What does that leave? It leaves this emptiness, which we find very uncomfortable, and it brings up a lot of our fears. It triggers our fear of, which is actually a survival reaction. So it's very natural what we're going through. I want to reiterate this if I can. What we're going through is really a very natural process. It may seem strange, may seem bizarre. There are a lot of symptoms to it, and each of us as individuals will reflect those. But in all sense of reality, we're going to come through this.
The one thing that just in some of the feeds and, you know, getting to meet people that I've never met before and listening to them. And again, the V word, repeat, it's bringing up issues, deep emotional issues that they just kind of stuffed down and said, I'm not going to deal with it. You know, the world says I got to be strong and I'm going to do this and just get over it. And I'm seeing a lot of men, you know why I say that, but I mean, I see a lot of men and women going through what they call mental illness. And I'm going, really, if we get rid of the old words, these are really ascension symptoms. Mental illness is an old word for spiritual disharmony. I've seen people go into depression or to clinics as a nurse, you know, and all these things. And the esoteric schools show you that a lot of those symptoms, you know, like they say schizophrenia, seeing things, seeing auras, seeing between dimensions. Isn't that what people are experiencing now? Except, you know, society wants to label schizophrenia on you.
Well, we've had this discussion before about labels, and you and I have pulled a lot of labels apart, and illness is one of them, and mental illness is a label. And these are constructs that were created and to explain something that was an agreement between us as humans on some level to quantify the experience that was being had by the human, okay? And when you look at that, it doesn't mean that it's a reality. And this is a hard concept to get a hold of. It doesn't mean it's not happening. It is happening. But it's not happening in the way the label is describing it, because the label cannot truly describe energy, the energy of it.
Well, that's true. Even that when people consider bipolar, you know, being creative and depressed, mm-hmm. it's a very cycle energy that I'm seeing everybody's kind of going through. So you would have to label the collective as bipolar. You know, either you're up, you can see visions, or else, you know, visions and goals and all the things you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the ideas, then you go crashing down and go, oh. But then depression is a lull in a sort mm-hmm. of an integration period. I mean, that's how I'm seeing it.
No, and it's amazing. But what this is, again, when we take those words, bipolar, of course we're bipolar. We're in the third dimension. The third dimension is bipolar. Okay? So, mm-hmm. you know, that why would we not be bipolar? What we're depression. Depression is a low. Okay, so yeah, we get to a low point. But what we've done is taken those words and made them as if there's something that's
like
how
a
do I want to say this.
Something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like something
exactly.
to matter. Like you're not perfect. Like something's
exactly.
wrong with you.
Thank you. No, this is exactly where we're getting at. I think that's why all of these words are pumping up now for us to look at again and to redecide, do we want to buy into that agreement or that that contract that was agreed upon by a group of doctors or scientists or philosophers, et cetera, the hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, or do we want to look at them from a completely new perspective? And this is what's happening.
I think people, unless they hear these things, I mean, we're, you know, you and I aren't any Einsteins. I mean, I don't think we are.
Well, you never know who we were.
But the ideas come to our heads for reasons, for maybe if you put it out there, somebody might say, hey, yeah, I look at all these ascension symptoms, and now on one column I'm looking at ascension symptoms, and another column I'm looking at the old paragraph of certain labels like mental illness, bipolar, and we got to continue.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I was going to, Charlie and I never really, I mean, we always start with a subject and we never know where it's going to take us. But during the break, I also got some other rewords. All right, we have reincarnate, you know, we're rebirth. And we're also reintegrating, you know, which is part of the recalibration. And also we need to rework. all the old dot ideas and labels.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
well, we're a bunch of reeds, aren't we?
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing that's been so profound, has been hitting me in the face. And I never realized there were that many words that began with R-E. And I asked myself, you know, what is that all about? And I don't come up with any constant answer. So what I'm going to do is take that radical evolutionary, and every time I say these words, I'm going to apply radical evolutionary in place of the re and see what I come up with and feel it and see if I can discern some higher or newer meaning. Because I think what we're doing, part of this recalibration, is we are creating a new language. And we have to create a new language in order to move through this, because part of the phrases that I gave you earlier, and I'll just read them briefly: letting go of fear, moving out of darkness, making way for new, be still and learn, beginner mind, listen to your heart, upgrading yourself. Those are all referring to moving away from or out of something. So it's almost as if we were leaving the whole concept of our humanness behind. I'm saying we're moving into something new, and we have to create a new language in order to correctly identify the energies of that. So we're really being pioneers here. This is what I see. I feel, and as you can hear me this month, I'm much calmer than I was last month. I listened to the show from last month, and I was off the charts, even for me. It doesn't mean that I don't go up and down. I do. But I now have realized that there's a pattern. I can go up on the sine wave, and I can go down in the bottom. I have my dark nights of the soul. So it's not just there's nobody excluded from this.
No.
Okay? And that's what I bring. And so I hear a lot of, you know, they go back into the old paradigm. Oh, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? You know, I'm not a bad person. Or, yeah, I had a, you know, whatever. And so they're going back, and their stuff is coming up, whether it's their childhood or trauma. And this is what's being released. This is the gift of what we're moving through, is that we're going to release all of that. Because there's it can't go. It's just can't not go into the future of humanity.
When you were saying just one pop, when we said the word released, you look at it. Again, re seems to mean to repeat something, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, least, even in today's world, is something you temporarily hold.
Mm.
Or you lease a car. You lease an item, right? You hold on for it. It's not really yours. So during this cycle, we are repeatedly releasing our lives, going deeper and deeper. And what we are creating is the re-evolution. We're starting a new way of evolving. We're walking into a new world through our own empowerment. Does that make sense?
Well, it you know, on many levels it does make sense, and we're actually co-creating that world. Okay, and this is the beauty that I see in this, and I've made some complete changes that I, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I'd like to change this, and I'd like to change that, and we have these grand ideas, and then when the change happens, it somehow is completely different than what you anticipated. And I find that totally fascinating. I look in my life how many changes that I've gone through in these years that I've been here. For you and I, the most profound was our death experience. okay? I said to Stephen Farmer the other night at a meeting with met him and went through a shamanic journey, just a brief one with him. And I said to him, he asked if anybody had had a death experience, near death experience. And I didn't. And I said, that was the greatest blessing in my life. To die was the greatest blessing in my life. And that sounds totally ridiculous. But what happened was it changed my ability to see things entirely, just like for you. And most people have these profound openings of our higher self, and we start to embody it. So for you and I, it's a little bit easier to understand. But for the person who's not had those experiences, most of what we accept as normal everyday life is very life-threatening to them. They think they might be losing their minds. They think that nobody's going to love them. They don't know how to balance reality from what they've always been told is non-reality. And so it's a very unnerving process coupled with intense energy shifts from both Mother Earth and our galactic expression of energy. And it's happening very rapidly and very intensely. So these are things that are bringing all this stuff up for everybody. But I'd like to assure everybody that you will get through this, that it's not, that this is mostly to show you what is not only yours, but what is ancestral, what is in your DNA, and what no longer needs to be given any credence, because it's not going to exist in your future. And so it's, if anything, just, look at it and don't try to struggle with it. Know that if you can look at it and accept that it's happening, that it no longer serves you, then you can move through that. And hold on to that key phrase, this no longer serves me. Because in that process, what you're... Go ahead.
I mean, people are going through this individually and then the world collectively. And it's really rough. You see so many things out there, everything that seems so, so wrong. But the thing is, sometimes you have to, we keep on saying you have to have the disintegration. You have to have the chaos before you can really see what the problem is. You know, we've been putting Band-Aids on everything for so long, and it's just, it's crazy. But it's scary. I mean,
It is scary, and it is painful emotionally. And you have to remember, we're, what, the fifth or sixth foot race on this planet? So you see, what we've lost is a perspective of life as being... millions of years old, not just a few hundred years. We're looking at a timeline, and in the short timeline, the trauma is quite dramatic and quite intense. But when you look at it over a longer timeline, you realize this has repeated itself over and over again. This is a cyclical issue. It doesn't mean it has to continue to be a cyclical issue, but it has been. And so many civilizations have come, and the people have died, and there's stories of floods, there's stories of worldwide cataclysms. The whole Earth itself has reshaped itself between land mass and water mass. So in order to do that, there is a destructive process to that. And I'm sure nobody or nothing was happy about that at the time. Just like we're not happy or liking it right now.
No, and I think it's constantly we have to be supportive, even though we get sometimes lost in the energy, is to remember every soul that's on this planet at the time, at this time, chose to be here, chose to go through this process of awakening, becoming aware of your spirit and form so you can change the pattern. So we don't have to keep on repeating this pattern. Go ahead.
We're all beings of free will. This is it. We're all beings of free will. This is a message I continually put out there. We're all beings of free will. So on some level, there was a choice made. And there is a choice you can make now. Okay? And I know we look around us and we see the forces of enslavement. And it doesn't mean that they're not there. They are there. But we, as sovereign beings, and this is what we're doing, is reclaiming it. We're choosing to reclaim our sovereignty. And in order to do that, we have to let go of all the contracts that were ever made throughout the history that we no longer align with us on any level whatsoever. So we're unplugging left and right, left and right. And that's that triggers the human body, the biological and chemical energetic system, to go into fight or flight. When that happens, it creates illness. It creates, physical, mental, emotional illness. So what we need to do, is reconnect. Part of this is all ancestral, because we are the ancestors. You know the saying, we are the ones we've been waiting for? Well, we are they. We are they. We have lived many lifetimes.
And we will come back.
And we'll
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I notice myself, sometimes the media, and not this media, but let's just say the overall TV media or paper media, seems to like to draw people into a negative state, the world is horrible, people are horrible, etc. I've had the really wonderful chance to do a live feed. And I see the responses of thousands of people all over the world You know, this is including, you know, the people that the media say, you know, watch the Muslims and all these beautiful, beautiful people, along with all other nations and all in the United States saying, send love, be love. There is a lot of people awakening to what they are in a each. But no one ever wants to say, you know, oh, there's this movement, you know, of people just saying, hey, I'm really starting to get it, and this is what I want in life. It's not we're not being revolutionaries and marching and everything else. They're just saying, well, I understand, I'm where I am, you know, for a reason, and I add light to the world.
Yeah. It reminds me of the water. It reminds me of the water in the river. And nobody sees the undercurrent of the water, okay? On the surface, the water can look turbulent, or it can look calm, or whatever it can be. And so that operates on a whole different level. And we're also recognized, we're seeing that visually with our five senses. But what we don't notice in the river is the undercurrents, how the currents are actually turning and shifting into vortexes as they turn in curves, and how they react with the earth and the earth energies, and nobody sees that. And so this is what you're beginning to see now, is the undercurrent. You're beginning to see those streams of energy that truly make up the river. And that's what each of us are when we let go of the five senses that we've actually been programmed to rely on. Because when we were born, we had all of our senses, and I don't know how many that is, but there were more than the five physical senses. But in order to fit in here, we had to reduce. And we were told, you can't, you know, those fairy people that you're talking to, that's just your imagination. And so what we've been programmed to not feel the energies anymore. This is what you're seeing. People are feeling the energy, and they feel safe in your space to express that. Most people, if you look at Facebook, right, they're gathering together, but they also are not feeling threatened. Facebook and all these social medias now have been corrupted, okay? And they've been corrupted in order to control everyone once again. It's what started out as a wonderful and co-creative presence has now been taken over and adopted and misaligned to algorithms and computer sequences. It elected a president. Okay, because they gathered the information and they manipulated the information in such a way that they found out who would do what, and they fed that person. If this person likes poison, we'll give them poison. If this group of people wants this, we'll give them that. And so the whole concept of this has changed, and which you notice in most of it, and I've changed a lot of what I'm putting out there. It's click and bait. It's bait and click, or whatever it's called. And so it catches your attention and it triggers you. And because we've become responsive, we've been programmed to become quickly responsive. Well, from the past 3 months, how many things I've written and not posted? How many things I've written and taken down? I have a sign on my computer that says, stop, breathe, thank you. And that message is there. Because I don't want to get sucked into that vortex of energy where I'm being manipulated. And so,
but I think,
this is where we're going.
I think people are seeing it, though.
They are seeing it. This is what they are seeing. And if you notice that there's a lot less, or at least for me, in the group of people that I associate with, there's a lot less postings that are, you know, negative. And I think, you know, granted, people want news and they want some truth. But even myself, I've have had to make a real conscious choice in not to put negative, deeply negative articles on my posts. And it's going to clean up even better. There's going to be less and less. And it doesn't mean that I'm not active for the earth or whatever. But what I feel is happened now, the change that's happened in this 3 months is we have an opportunity to, with this energy, is to put out the positive instead of the negative. And as I left off, we've been alive for many lifetimes. Whether people want to believe that or not, that's okay. You're perfectly entitled to your belief system, and nobody's here to change that. However, what you will come to realize is that once you go through a lot of your own personal stuff in this lifetime, you're going to still be going through stuff, and you're going to ask yourself, where is this coming from? I did everything. There's nothing in my life left to fix or clear. Well, that's your ancestral. And your ancestral is not just your family, your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, and those you don't even know, but it's in your DNA. Okay? And your DNA, well, you may be of Irish descent, cultural descent at this point, and you may go back to France or whatever. You're probably African. You've got Chinese in you. We've been every race. Most of us have been just about everything. I know that sounds bizarre, but I can assure you that most of us have been just about everything because we've been doing this genetically for thousands of years. It's the same gene strands. They're just repeating. We're not making new ones, although today we are making ones, and that's the difference. The difference is that's why a lot of this is shifting, because a lot of the old genetic codes will no longer work in what we call the future. So with that said, what I want to impress upon people is it's not just what's happening here now in your face. It's happening at all levels of your being, down to the cellular DNA level. This is where the radical evolutionary calibration is occurring. It's not starting out here on the end of our fingertips. It's starting there. And what we're feeling is just where we're at, which is the end of that chain of energy. I hope that makes sense to somebody. It makes sense to me.
Oh, it does. I mean, it explains why people are saying, you know, I even notice people are less and less interested in, let's say, what's my past life? Because they're seeing it different. Everything is being seen differently. And the shift that I'm noticing are people are saying, okay, as they start to understand themselves, is how do we change the energy? I know my husband, he used to play music as a DJ, and he goes, you could go into a biker bar, which my husband was a biker at one time, and play music, and you can change the whole atmosphere. You could take something from tense and to kind of mellow, you know, you hit the right combinations, you know, through music and stuff, or words that they hear, and it changed the atmosphere of a group. So people are learning, coming back to that, all right, you know, how do we work with energy?
Oh, and that's, what's happening. That's, I see it on social media, and you do as well. And I think it's not, you know, people will say, oh, you're going into denial about what's happening around you. No, I'm not denying it. I'm just not accepting it. I don't have to accept it. I don't have to accept prejudice. I don't have to accept taking food out of people who are hungry's mouths. I don't have to accept murder. I don't have to accept that. It doesn't mean that I have to get up and stand up and carry a flag away. That's If you want to do that, if you feel called to do that, by all means, go do that. But we can't, we've got to stop judging each other and realize that I don't accept that in my world. That's not acceptable in my world. And my world is parallel with this world. And that's what we're doing. We're shifting into the parallel realities, other dimensional parts of ourselves. And as we do that, everything is seen differently. And I can't explain that until you get there. And then when you get there, we can have that conversation. So what, this is what we're moving through. This is part of the process. We're learning to see things so radically different. It's discomforting. It's discomforting because we've never thought like this before.
Well, I noticed that people, even like I said, I watch Facebook as far as to see where consciousness are going. And I agree with you totally before the break here that people are saying, how can you deny the horribleness, all right, of the world? Mm-hmm. And like Charlie says, we don't accept it. And many of us, I've noticed, and goes across the board, when we start the morning, we'll put something silly on, either maybe a post, or we might put something, I mean, this is what I do. I'll put either the beauty of the world, or I'll put animals, just to break the energy, just to start off with a good feel, instead of looking at something and like, gosh, what do I even turn this thing on for? You know,
this is
we don't deny what's happening.
Right. And this is our activism. And that's what I want to express. This is our active way of interfering.
Okay, we'll be back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, we're in the last 15 minutes, so my voice actually held. Yay. Before I hand off to Charlie.
You're supposed to be here and do this.
Before I hand off to Charlie, I want to just say a few things like recalibration and re-evolution and repattering. Check into these ideas yourself. Play with the words. See what they mean to you. You're creating newness, all of you, wherever you are. And my thing is an idea of support. You know, find like-minded, you know, find radio programs, a lot on OWN, you know, Times Media Beautiful. Check them all out. You know, listen to what you're drawn to. Get that supportive feel for everything that you're going through. And then if you go on groups, find a group where you're respected, where you feel aligned with your heart energy. Because like we keep on saying, we're doing this all together. And even Charlie and I we get hit too. And so does a lot of other beautiful, you know, people that are speaking out. So we want you to know that you're not alone in this. And I don't like the word re-educate. I prefer the word share or remembering. We're trying to help you to remember all that the wisdom and everything that's within you. Don't give your voice or your ideas to people that will put you down or say, I know the way. None of us do. I mean, that's how I feel. You know, I'm constantly learning day by day, and I learn from a lot of people to see what they're going through. So take these steps, and you'll start to see the world a little bit differently, and you'll add positiveness to the world and the collective and et cetera. So, Charlie, do you got any ideas?
Yeah, we're all in a process of self-evaluation. And there was four things that came up. We're reconnecting to nature. We need to get out in nature more and to really connect with nature and realize that nature is not only our ancestor, but we are a part of it. We are still nature. We are still a nature being. Okay, and the technology and all of stuff we have is wonderful, but it will never take the place of nature. So get out in nature, okay? Recommune with nature, however you feel comfortable doing that. Reconnecting to the stars as ancestors. Many of us are remembering connections to the stars that may sound very, very strange and very make you even feel very uncomfortable, because we've lost touch with our connection with the greater universe. And our universe is connected to thousands and millions of other universes. So we're not alone here. This is not we're an isolated species on an isolated planet at the end of the end of the universe. No, we're part of a collective whole. So explore the stars as your ancestors. Pay attention to your consciousness at a deeper level. And I'm not talking about the awareness of your mind, but the greater consciousness of your sensory, your energetic sensing. When you walk into a room, feel the energy. If you don't want to go near somebody, trust that. Learn to trust that sensing, that consciousness, which is greater than the small amount of sensory perception that the mind has in its realm, okay? So there's a greater you inside of you and that you really are. And then being compassionate with ourselves, okay? Many of us have beat ourselves up for thousands of reasons. And when we talk about compassion, you see many of us post about being compassionate and sending loving kindness. Send it to yourself first. Honor yourself, send it to yourself. Look inside yourself and say, where do I need that? Because most of us, when we send it out to somebody else, what we're expressing is the need within ourselves. And because we feel that need, we just put it out there, and unconsciously, hopefully it'll draw through us and it'll help us as well. And I'm saying intentionally, become compassionate toward yourself. Intentionally intend that compassion for you. You deserve it. You who have been through all that you've been through, for whatever reason, need that love and compassion. And as you do that, you'll attract more and you'll be able to give more. It's a regenerative process. So those are things that I look at as positive changes we can do while we're going through these dramatic shifts and changes. And the other thing you mentioned earlier, Alaya, about groups and things, is you'll find yourself going through a process where things that you love no longer give you a buzz at all. And don't question that. Know that something inside of you has shifted and changed, and if you can't understand it, just let it be. Disconnect from those. Learn that disconnecting is a service to you that nobody else can perform. This is your choice. You deserve to be in the highest and most positive vibration that you possibly can be in. And don't ever not take the opportunity to move into that positive space, because that's where your light is going to shine. That's where you're going to shine. That's where you're going to come to see yourself as the beautiful being that you truly are. Whether you believe what I say or what somebody else is really irrelevant. It's what you believe about yourself. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I was going to say,
the fake news is everywhere. The fake news has been everywhere for our entire life. We've been told so much fake news that we believe that fake news was real. And the only person that can tell you real is you.
Yeah, you always come back to the idea of follow your heart. Of, you know, that really isn't a cliche. Your heart is this intuitive part of your soul that, you know, animates you. You know, it keeps you going. It causes you to feel. It causes you to react. One of the greatest teachers. But the thing is, sometimes people are afraid. And believe me, I've been there. Of, you know, I don't like something, so, you know, what do I do now? Well, maybe I'll do this, and then go, oh, people aren't going to like me, my family's not going to like me, nobody's going, you know, and I'm going, no, I got to do it, and, you know, I kind of jump off that cliff, because I get that feeling, you know, this is what I should do. There's something deep inside you, and don't discount it. Sometimes you got to take that brave move. If I didn't, believe me, I wouldn't be here on this radio. I'd be making cookies someplace.
This is it. We're moving into a new neighborhood, or new neighborhood of humanity. We're evolving. It's sort of, I think we did a show a year ago about urban renewal. But we're doing urban renewal on ourselves. We're tearing down the old buildings and the old structures. And we're going to have it leveled, and pretty soon we'll be bulldozing the flat ground, and we'll be planting seeds. And some of us are already planting seeds and looking for trees. We want a tree here, we want a bush there. And this is take advantage of this time, that even though it's challenging and difficult, to start planting your seeds. Here in North America, it's springtime. Plant, get out there, garden. You are the garden. You are the garden you want to work in. Believe me. And so get out there, plant your seeds.
That is so true, because it's, I think everybody, even through all the crazies and the dark nights of the soul and everything that we've been going through, we know in our heart that there's something better out there, and we're all going to create it together. And it's going to be that golden age again. And we're going to be say, at some point.
Exactly. Heading into fall, gather what you have processed and grown through the summer, and take it into the winter with you, and take it into the stillness, and meditate on it, and foster it and nurture it, and know that when spring comes around for you, get out there and plant those seeds of that have been held you through the winter. This is a generative process. We're all going to grow and expand, and nobody's going to be left behind. And that's the truth.
That's something I think we all feel, you know, because we constantly tell, you know, your soul makes choices. You chose to be here. You're still here. You're the change makers. You're going to create the change, and you're going to reap the rewards of finding that light within you with everybody else. You know, we're going to make this sort of, in this dark world, we're going to make it light. So just hang in there. You know, don't give up. You've come this far. You know, we need everybody, and it's good is going to happen. And, you know, find out there media and stuff.
In the last couple of minutes here, we're off the air, but trust in yourselves and know that we are no longer here to fix everything. Some things have to crumble and fail before the new can be rebuilt. And so with that, I'm complete, and I love you all, and happy building. I hope to see you out there. Love you.
Thanks, Charlie, and, you know, we'll reconnect again. And I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.